Just because the AOA talks about Paleolithism all the time, don't get the idea we intend to bomb ourselves back to the Stone Age. We have no interest in going back to the land if the deal includes the boring life of a shit-kicking peasant. Nor do we want tribalism if it comes with taboos, fetishes, and malnutrition. We have no quarrel with the concept of culture, including technology. For us, the problem begins with civilization. What we like about Paleolithic life has been summed up by the Peoples Without Authority school of anthropology. The elegant laziness of the hunter-gatherer society. The two-hour workday. The obsession with art, dance, poetry, and amorousness. The democratization of shamanism. The cultivation of perception. In short, culture. What we dislike about civilization can be deduced from the following progression. The agricultural revolution. The emergence of caste. The system and its cult of hieratic control. Babylon. Slavery, dogma, imperialism, Rome. The suppression of sexuality and work under the aegis of authority. The empire never ended. A psychic paleolithism based on high-tech, post-agricultural, post-industrial zero work, nomadic or rootless cosmopolitan, quantum paradigm society. This constitutes the ideal vision of the future according to chaos theory, as well as futurology in the Robert Anton Wilson and Timothy Leary sense of the term. As for the present, we reject all collaboration with the civilization of anorexia and bulimia, with people so ashamed of never suffering that they invent hair shirts for themselves and others, or those who gorge without compassion and spew the vomit of their suppressed guilt in great masochistic bouts of jogging and dieting. All our pleasures and self-disciplines belong to us by nature. We never deny ourselves. We never give anything up. But some things have given up on us and left us because we were too large for them. I am both caveman and starfaring mutant, conman and free prince. Once, an Indian chief was invited to the White House for a banquet. As the food passed round, the chief heaped his plate to the max, not once, but three times. At last, the honky sitting next to him says, "Chief, don't you think that's a little too much?" "Ugh," the chief replies. "Little too much, just right for chief." We spurn knee-jerk anti-tech anarchism for ourselves, at least. There exist some who enjoy farming or so on years. And we reject the concept of the technological fix as well. For us, all forms of determinism appear equally vapid. We're slaves of neither our genes nor our machines. What is natural is what we imagine and create. Nature has no laws, only habits. Thus, the AOA gives unqualified support to all Indigenous and tribal peoples in their struggle for complete autonomy, and at the same time to the wildest, most spaced-out speculations and demands of the futurologists. The Paleolithism of the future, which for us as mutants already exists, will be achieved on a grand scale, only through a massive technology of the imagination and a scientific paradigm which reaches beyond quantum mechanics into the realm of chaos theory and the hallucinations of speculative fiction. As ruthless cosmopolitans, we lay claim to all the beauties of the past, of the Orient, of tribal societies. All this must and can be ours. Even the treasures of the Empire, ours to share. And at the same time, we demand a technology which transcends agriculture, industry, even the spontaneity of electricity. A hardware that intersects with the wetware of consciousness, that embraces the power of quarks, of particles traveling backwards in time, of quasars and parallel universes.
Thank you.